بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة الرجل في جماعة تزيد على صلاته في سوقه وبيته 24 درجة، وذلك أن أحدهم إذا توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم أتى المسجد لا يريد إلا الصلاة، لا ينهزه إلا الصلاة، لم يخط خطوة إلا رفع له إلا رفع له بها درجة وحط عنه بها خطيئة حتى يدخل المسجد، فإذا دخل المسجد كان في الصلاة ما كانت الصلاة هي تحبسه، والملائكة يصلون على أحدكم ما دام في مجلسه الذي صلى فيه يقولون اللهم ارحمه، اللهم اغفر له، اللهم تب عليه ما لم يؤذ فيه، ما لم يحدث فيه. Hadrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the salah which a person offers in jamaat, in congregation, that is in a masjid, is more than 20 times superior to his salat in his business or his home. More than 20 times that salah is multiplied just because a person came to the masjid and he performed his salah with jamaat. It is multiplied 20 times more than performing his salah in his business or his home. One point we learn from here is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam could have said that his jamaat could have been made in the business and jamaat could have been made in home. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used the word business, home, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam specifically used the word masjid, multiplied 20 times more. So sometimes people get lazy, people decide, no, let us make jamaat at home. We're eating still, it's still late, or we got some other work to do, or something comes up, so let us just delay and read salah at home. Here we learn from this hadith, specifically Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that your salah in the jama'ah, in your salah in congregation in a masjid is more than 20 times the reward if as opposed to reading it in his business or in his home. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam explains, the reason for this is that when a person performs a perfect wudu, a good wudu, he proceeds to the masjid with the sole intention of offering salat and nothing except salah urges him on. And the only reason that he is going to the masjid is to perform salat. Now this part of the hadith ties up with the chapter that we are doing with him, where a person's niyat should be correct. So nothing is causing him to go to the masjid. No friend that he needs to meet there, or nothing, no business, or no ulterior motives. The only reason that he is proceeding to go to the masjid is to go for salah. So nothing except salah urges him on. Then for every step, now Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining how much of a reward Allah ta'ala likes this act of a person coming to the masjid so much that for every step that he takes, one daraja, one rank is elevated and one sin is wiped off his record. Just for one step, one rank is elevated, one sin is wiped off his record until he enters the masjid. So he's continuously getting this reward. One daraja is, one rank is elevated, one sin is forgiven continuously until he enters the masjid. Once he enters the masjid, he is considered to be in salat for as long as salat keeps him in the masjid. So in other words, namaz hasn't yet started. He's getting rewarded as though he has already started namaz. So for example, he came 15 minutes before namaz and he is seated in the masjid. He read his 2 rakats, tahiyyatul masjid, or he may have read his sunnah, whatever it is. And now he's waiting for the salah. Continuously he's getting reward as though he's reading namaz. So much Allah Ta'ala likes the act of a person coming to the masjid, that so long as he's waiting for namaz, he's getting rewarded as though he's already in salat. So then the hadith goes on to say that so long as salat keeps him in the masjid, this person is considered to be salah, he's considered to be in salah. The angels continue making dua for him as he remains seated at the place where he offered his salat. So now a person may have performed salat, and now he's remained seated there, whether it is the farz salat that he had completed, and he is waiting, so the angels start making dua for him. What dua the angel starts making, or even a nafil salat, the person came and he read, and now he's waiting in the masjid, malaika start making a beautiful dua for him. Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allahumma tub alayhi, O Allah, be merciful to him, O Allah, forgive him, O Allah, accept his tawbah. Can you imagine what a beautiful dua? Malaika making dua. We always like duas of the pious. We like people to make dua, buzruks. Here the malaika making dua for us, so long as we are seated in the masjid. What dua they saying? Allahumma arhamu, Allah have mercy on him. Allahumma ghfir lahu, Allah forgive him. Allahumma tub alayhi, Allah accept his tawbah. Allah accept his turning and his repentance. So long as, now there is one proviso here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, ma lam yu'zi fihi, ma lam yuhdith fihi. So long as this person is not causing any harm to anybody, or so long as he does not nullify or break his wudu. So here we learn something that there are so many rewards. But if a person is causing harm to anybody, in other words, he may be seated in the masjid, his car is not parked properly, somebody wants to come out, now he's causing some inconvenience, some harm to somebody. Or he may have promised somebody that I'm going to meet you after namaz, and now he decides to prolong his seating, somebody else is waiting for him somewhere where he told them he's going to meet them. So unnecessarily he's causing harm to someone. Or maybe he has to go back to the job, the boss is expecting him at work, and now he's delaying unnecessarily. So in this case now, then the person is not getting reward for being seated in the masjid. Yeah, so long as he's not causing any harm, means that he doesn't need to go anywhere else. He's got no other work of occupation or no nothing else that he's committed to where he's going to cause somebody any type of harm. So that person is getting so much of reward. So one other point we learn from this hadith, how careful we must be that we don't cause anybody any type of inconvenience. If there's so much of reward for a person doing this action and he's being deprived because of causing inconvenience, can you imagine general inconvenience, how much we are depriving ourselves? May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.